Yes, Peter.
Can I have Secretary McNamara?
Yes, sir. Thank you. There you are, sir.
Hello. Yes, Mr. President.
First, I'm not sure I left it clear with you, but I want you to give some thought to how we can minimize these people we haul with us on account of having to have these bag people with us all the time.
No, I didn't understand that, but I'll...
Let's see if we can't. Every time I go out, I've got a whole load of folks, and one of them's carrying a bag around here, and if I go up for an hour, he's there. I don't see him 12 hours sometimes, but I've got a general or a colonel with me, and see if we can't find some way to avoid that. I don't know how to do it, but...
I'll look into it, Mr. President. I did talk immediately to Paul Knitson, also to Leonardson, about the honey fits, and it is laid up at the present time, and we're not putting any ice boxes in it or anything else. We just took it out of service because there was no need for it to be in service.
Okay, now the second thing, I've listened to General Taylor and enjoyed hearing his report on the problems with the government out there and exactly what has happened, much clearer than I had from the press and the cables that I'd seen, and it's a pretty good story. I wonder, since we're always being charged with not letting the people know what's going on and deceiving them, and since I'm sure that they may have seen press reports how wobbly this government is, but they don't know, I wonder what would be wrong in our taking the top leadership and having them down in a quiet meeting and letting him review with them what he has here.
I think it'd be excellent. I just talked to Mahon, and Mahon wanted to have Max meet with him and Jerry Ford and Bob Sykes, and I know we're going to get demands from most of the other leaders, and I think to pull the top leadership in a group and have it done would be excellent.
All right, I'm going to ask Rusk to do the same thing, and you and Rusk make up a list of folks you think ought to be in. Let's have them in here. We meet at 11 in the morning. I don't know, when would you suggest it, in the afternoon?
Yeah, I would think after maybe 12:30 or something like that. Before lunch.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to him. Hey, Bob, do you mind talking to him?
No, I'll call him right now.
Call him and tell him that I was talking to Taylor and you, and I suggested, and for him to get a list for you, and you let Claude Destel know and invite him at 12:30 tomorrow.
Sure.
Let me see if I've got a date. Let's see if I've got a problem. Bob?
Yes.
I have lunches and I have 12:30 meeting with cabinet officer and they never in here much, Celebrezzi and Hodges. What about 3?
3 would be fine.
I believe I'll just ask them 3 tomorrow then.
Okay, fine.
And you just tell Rusk and you all notify, if you get through to Rusk, notify Claude Destel and tell him I said to get him here at 3 o'clock. And
get in touch with Max.
And she, Max is here with me. It's 3 o'clock right with you. And if, I wonder if we can have that many in the cabinet room.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
We'll set it up then.
Okay, just get all we ought to have, though.
I shall.
That's foreign relations, foreign affairs, defense, appropriations, and armed services.
Right, and the leaders.
All right.
Right.